Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. The crisis in fisheries is primarily the result of too many vessels chasing too few fish. We are all aware of declining supplies, threatened extinction of many species, and critical impacts on the developing nations where impoverished populations rely heavily on fish as their primary source of protein. Overfishing, unregulated illegal fishing, industrial fishing, these are the problems that we hear constantly in the news, research reports, policy studies, and regulatory initiatives. In this context, what has always been most frustrating to me has been those images of ton after ton of fish discarded from the harvest, an enormous amount of marine life washed overboard, dead and wasted. We've all seen it, the dramatic haul of the drag net or purse seine, the flood of fish on the rolling deck, the separation of the most desirable product into the holds for icing or freezing, and the next steps en route to market and plate. We have all seen what follows, the seawater hoses washing overboard a slurry of so-called junk fish, juveniles, undesirables, unrecognizables of no apparent value. A recent op-ed contribution by Paul Greenberg in the New York Times brought this issue again to mind. Greenberg commented on the use of wild fish to produce fish meal and fish fertilizer and fish oil, about a third of the total harvest used to feed aqua and agricultural uses, to enrich our soil, and to infuse our bodies with purported anti-cholesterol properties. Environmentalists have long opposed this as an inefficient harvest of one biomass to feed another, as the transfer of PCBs in fish to humans through the other foods we eat, and as an intervention in the food chain that deprives other marine species, such as whales and seals, of their main source of sustenance. Greenberg pointed specifically to the pet food industry. Think about that wall at the pet food store or supermarket, the creative mixtures of tuna, mackerel, anchovy, and herring with chicken or pig or vegetable, all fed or fertilized with fish, as if our house pets were actually able to discern the subtleties of such a refined menu. Of course, all this adds up to an enormous commercial enterprise, a conflict compromised by millions of dollars in pursuit of an already diminished resource. But how compromised is it when all that bycatch is wasted? Why is it that we cannot relate the value lost overboard with value to be gained by using this product to meet or supplant the established use? Surely that slurry swept overboard has value as fish oil or fish pellets or food for felines. Why is it just thrown away? I wish I had the answer. When I ask, I get predictable replies, not as lucrative as tuna for sushi, or no ships or shore facilities set up to harvest and process, no market, or worst of all, that ever-depressing response of, quote, that's the way we've always done it. But these arguments don't match up with reality. Soon there will be no tuna. We have abandoned ships, piers, and factories that could be adapted to a new use. We have an already proven market and increased demand for a product that this supply could meet. And we have a workforce of fishers and processors who, by not doing things differently, found themselves with nothing left to do. If we were to capture all that waste and transform it into value, wouldn't that allow us to manage other fisheries in crisis in a more sustainable manner? Wouldn't we be able to use product already harvested to meet an existing demand, to promote economic development, and to put the unemployed back to work on the sea? From bycatch to byproduct, it sounds like an opportunity to me. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.